Namaste, friends. I'm Dr. Jyoti Gulati. I'm a practicing physician diabetologist in Aund area of Pune. I'm also attached to nearby hospitals like Jupiter Hospital, Ames, Medipoint, which are situated in Aund. Today, I'm going to discuss with you the topic of diabetes. Diabetes now has been on the rise in India and the Asian countries. Today, we will have a short discussion on the various types of diabetes and an outlook for a general person, what you need to know from this point of view. So as you may have heard of and, read articles or discussed with your relatives, diabetes is classified into two types, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 diabetes is the diabetes which is also known as juvenile diabetes. It usually comes early in the age, mostly less than 20 to 25 years. It's seen more commonly in children and younger age group. It's an autoimmune kind of disorder where the body starts making antibodies against body's own antigens, that is the pancreatic beta cells, and there's a destruction of the insulin, and in return, there is a deficiency of insulin and the patient develops diabetes. So as you all know that insulin acts at glucose in the body. Whenever we consume our food, there are carbohydrates which are converted into sugar, and the insulin helps in taking these molecules to the cells, and where the cells can produce energy and fuel and do the different activities of the body. So whenever there is an insulin deficiency, activation of the carbohydrates to give energy to the cells doesn't happen. And in return, there is an increased blood sugar level in the blood. And these increased levels of sugar can cause various types of problems. So a type 1 diabetic initially may not have insulin deficiency and may not show much symptoms because some amount of insulin may be produced by the pancreatic cells. But over the period of time, there is a deficiency of insulin and the patient develops florid diabetes. Another common thing which we see in type 1 diabetes is diabetic ketoacidosis, which is one of the emergencies of diabetes where the patient comes in the hospital with high glucose levels and he's breathless and he's acidotic and it requires emergency management. So as we discussed, juvenile diabetes is autoimmune disorder mainly. How do you diagnose it? So patient, young person, boy or girl may come with increased sugar levels, which may show up just on a routine checkup, or it may be because a wound is not healing or there is an ongoing itching, ongoing polyuria, increased urination. And when you check, the sugars are high. The diagnosis of type 1 diabetes is confirmed when you check the antibody levels in the blood. There are antibodies produced against the insulin and other kind of antibodies against the beta cells, which can help us in the diagnosis of type 1 diabetes. Another way of diagnosis is the C-peptide levels are usually low, which suggest an insulin deficiency in these patients. The treatment of type 1 diabetes is mainly insulin. There are some medicines which have been tried, but by far and large, the only treatment for type 1 diabetes is insulin. The good thing is that now we have insulin pumps which are attached to the skin of the person and in the abdomen region or in the thigh, and they can deliver the required insulin in proper amounts recorded on the meal time. So patient doesn't have to inject himself multiple times. These are the auto devices which are available now and makes the life much easier for a type 1 diabetic. So type 1 diabetes now is so well treated that there are so many people who are, athletes or doing high-end games, and they are using the insulin pumps, and nobody ever comes to know about it. The only important point which all of you should know, that type 1 diabetes does require a very strict monitoring, because a very high sugar or a very low sugar can be detrimental for the patient. Now, which is the second type of diabetes? It's the type 2 diabetes or the adult onset diabetes. Usually starts in a later age, more than 25 to 30. Is known to run in families, more associated with obesity. What happens is there's a deficiency of insulin. also there is an insulin resistance. So even if the body may be producing insulin, the cells are inactive to insulin. They are resistant to the action of insulin. This is more common in obese people and where there is a lack of exercise and the lifestyle is different. There is a consumption of fatty food or the wrong kind of food. So type 2 diabetes is usually diagnosed where, by the similar things what I told you in type 1 on a routine health checkup, or maybe if there is a delayed healing of a wound, or if a patient develops a cardiac problem and a routine sugar is done. Also, there can be symptoms of polyuria, polydipsia, and polyphagia, where the patient feels more hungry, he passes urine more number of times, and he has a tendency to sweat a lot. So whenever you notice such symptoms, do get the sugar tested. And if there is a sugar problem, if there's a diabetes in the family, one must keep checking the sugars maybe once a year after the age of 30. Now, what is the importance of type 2 diabetes? What I want to highlight is that usually whenever a type 2 diabetes is detected, most of the patients are in denial. They don't want to accept that they have diabetes and they don't want to start any type of treatment because they know that it's going to be a treatment which has to be continued for a long time. So what I want to tell you is that diabetes by itself may not give you too many symptoms when it is diagnosed in the adulthood, but it causes microvascular and macrovascular complications over the period of time, which can be very difficult to treat. So in the microvascular complications, you may have affection of the kidney and retina over the period of time. In the macrovascular complications, there can be heart problems, heart blockages, there can be stroke, there can be peripheral vascular disease, and affection of other organs also. So it's more difficult to treat if the patient comes with an end organ damage like a retinopathy or a kidney affection or a heart problem, and then the diabetes is detected. It's better to detect the sugars early and prevent these complications. That is why we always tell our patients that even if it is required to take a couple of tablets, it's important to keep the sugars in control, because later, at the later date when the end organs are affected, it can be too late. So what is the cause of type 2 diabetes? I told you it's basically an insulin resistance, obesity. So the treatment for type 2 diabetes primarily is diet, exercise. In the diet, we usually tell the patients to consume more of fiber, more healthy food in the form of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and to avoid fatty food. There should be a regular monitoring of the sugar. It may not be as frequent like the type 1 diabetes, but in the initial periods, at least once in 15 days, and once the diabetes stabilizes, it can be reduced to once in 3 months. But usually we do see patients who once detected on diabetes, we start a medication and they do not turn up for follow-up for months together and continue the same medications, which is very wrong, because if the sugars are not controlled, this can cause affection of the other organs and it may be difficult to treat the problem later. So what is the treatment for type 2 diabetes? There are a whole lot of medications which are available to treat the diabetes, but there is a huge stress on reversal of diabetes by controlling diet and exercise. And we can avoid medications if a person follows a strict diet, restrict the calories to maybe 900,000 a day. Exercise should be at least 150 minutes in a week. And one should not have a sedentary lifestyle. If you're doing a job which requires a lot of sitting, it should be mandatory that every couple of hours or every 2 hours, the person does get up and takes a small stroll of 5 to 10 minutes. Now, coming to the third type of diabetes, another point which I would like to mention is there can be an overlap between a type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Like a type 1 can come later in life or a type 2 may come earlier in life. So there are even subgroups of type 1 and type 2 diabetes, which your diabetologist will be aware of and will guide you. So sometimes a type 1 diabetes, a diabetes which is detected in early age, may also respond just to tablets. And similarly, a type 2 diabetes detected in the adult age may not respond to the medicines and may require just insulin. So that is where you have to let your diabetologist make a decision on the basis of a couple of tests and the acumen of the doctor. Another subgroup which should be well known to most of the people is gestational diabetes. This is a diabetes which comes in pregnancy. It's usually because of a deficiency of insulin. It is diagnosed in middle or the end of pregnancy. So if you come across a person who's having diabetes in early pregnancy, it may be more likely that the person is already a diabetic before pregnancy and he's going to be a diabetic for a long time. But the diabetes which comes in the middle or end of pregnancy is more typical of a gestational diabetes. Now, gestational diabetes is definitely more associated in those who are obese, or those who have had a history of previous big babies, or they have had diabetes in their early pregnancy, or if there is a family history of diabetes, and also if there's a history like a PCOD or something. So what is the treatment of gestational diabetes or the diabetes of pregnancy? The first treatment is diet and exercise. The person should be told to be more active and should be doing minor exercises every couple of hours and be put on a strict diet to avoid sweet and fat-rich foods. Next is if sugars after the diet and exercise also are not well controlled, the patient requires to be put on insulin. Even in pregnancy, the insulin pumps can be of very good use. The follow-up for the important point is that in gestational diabetes, the delivery and the post-delivery care is very important because the sugars may shoot up during delivery and the patient may require insulin drip and a proper management so that there is no harm to the baby. What is important is in the period post the delivery, the patient should be monitored for type 2 diabetes because those people who have gestational diabetes are very likely to develop type 2 diabetes after the pregnancy. So these people require regular monitoring. They should be asked to prevent weight gain and should be regular with their diet and exercise. So discussing these couple of points with you regarding the sub-classification of diabetes, I hope it makes you more aware of diabetes as a whole and the different types of diabetes, and you can take better care of yourself and your relatives. I just want to stress that the main treatment from, there is a whole lot of class of pre-diabetics in India, where the fasting sugar is between 100 to 120, the PP sugar is between 140 to 160, or you can say 180. The HbA1c may be between 5.9 to 6.5. These people are classified as pre-diabetics. So pre-diabetes can be prevented to go on to become full-fledged diabetes if proper diet and exercise is followed. So this is the type of people we are looking at day in and day out and counseling them regarding healthy diet and exercise. Early type 2 diabetes can also be reversed with proper diet and exercise. So our mainstay of all the research in diabetes is now happening in reversal of pre-diabetes and reversal of early diabetes by diet and exercise. I hope I've made you a little more aware in the subject of diabetes. Thank you so much.